Santa Road, that's it. A brand new life around the bend. There were times I lost a dream or two. Choice is up to you, my friend. Night's so long, but you might awake to a brand new life.
Pardon me, excuse me, excuse me, excuse me, excuse me. Nice to see you. Hi, how are you? Listen, I've been in line for 2 years and my feet are killing me. You see, I died in high heels.
Who are you?
Laura Rockwell. Oh, thanks. You people do a terrific job. See ya.
Not so fast. It seems you have an outstanding violation. A small matter concerning someone named Mona Robinson.
Not her again.
It says here that when you married Mona's brother Archie, you started a feud between them.
Oh, that wasn't my fault. She was impossible to get along with.
I don't care whose fault it was. You don't pass through these gates unless you get them back together.
Those two? No way in hell.
Funny you should mention that.
Wonderful to see dear, sweet Mona and Archie back together again.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at my...
Mona!
Jack and I had a very special relationship.
Well, just make sure when Santa comes, the only thing you put out is milk and cookies.
Ho, ho, ho! I am oozing with Yuletide cheer.
Well, I've got an ointment for that.
Come on, Mona. I, for one, am excited that this woman is excited and filled with Christmas spirit. Is the big one mine?
No, you got the cashmere sweater.
So what are we doing tonight, Dad?
Oh, well, let's see here. I just happen to have my Christmas list. Okay, first, we put the lights up outside.
Oh,
then we make the eggnog. Then we hang the stocking.
Yay!
And then we watch the Perry Como special. I said we watch the Perry Como special.
Yippee.
That's better. Oh, I got it, I got it. Hello and Merry Christmas. Hang on a second. Mona, is it some guy who says he's your brother Archie?
I haven't spoken to that weasel in 20 years, and I have no intention of starting now.
She's indisposed right at the moment, but I'm Tony, the housekeeper. Can I take a message?
Well, Tony, will you tell her that I'd like to have the family join me here in Maine for Christmas?
You see, I've been very lonely since I lost my wife, Laura. My beautiful Laura. My brilliant, witty, charming, sexy, adorable. So will you come?
Hang on a second. He's inviting us to Maine for Christmas.
No way, no how, end of discussion, period.
She's thinking about it.
Woman! She aggravated me when I was alive. Now she's lousing up my death.
I told you it would take more than a phone call. What you need is a vessel of divine intervention.
A what?
A vessel of divine intervention. Someone on earth you can speak through. Someone honest, kind, pure of heart. Someone who embodies goodness on earth. Someone who's a big Perry Como fan.
Oh, well... Gee, Archie, I don't think we can make... Christmas in Maine? Well, we'd love to. See you tomorrow. Who Who said that?
You did, and you must be out of your mind, because there is no way I'm going to Maine.
Yeah, Dad, I don't want to go to Maine for Christmas. I mean, it's like bazillion degrees below zero.
Well, too bad you can't wear those new gloves that Grandma's gonna give you.
I am not spending Christmas with someone who treated me the way he did.
Oh, wait a minute now. Would you please fill me in here?
Uncle Archie never invited Mother to his wedding.
The wimp. And it's all because of Laura. I mean, that woman never liked me.
Oh, come on, Mona. What's not to like, huh?
No, Mother. She walks in, lights up a room. Laura just couldn't handle that.
Mm-hmm. Couldn't handle it? Huh. Just because she wore that flaming red dress cut to the navel at my engagement party.
To the navel? Get me the tapes of Laura Rockwell's engagement party.
But Mona, your brother, he's reaching out to you. You know, I think you should give him a chance.
Tony, Mother and Uncle Archie haven't spoken for 20 years. You can't mend a rift like that in one day.
Ah, but what better day, Mona, than Christmas Day?
Arbor Day, Groundhog Day, Day of the Locust. I am not going.
Okay, Mona. You don't want to go? You don't want to go to Maine? The rest of you don't want to go to Maine? Then I will take my goose, my stuffing, and my sunny disposition, and I will go share it with a stranger named Archie. Oh, come on, guys. I don't want to go by myself.
It's freezing out here.
Well, too bad you couldn't have used your new earmuffs. Ow!
Hello? Hello?
Tony, I don't think we should just let ourselves in like this.
Hey, this used to be my house, too. So if you see anything valuable, take it.
Hello?
Boy, this place is spooky.
Great. Christmas with Freddy and Jason.
Worse, Christmas with Archie. Ah! This was a bad idea.
This is going to be just delightful. Now, come on, let's get the bags. Ah!
Who are you people? What are you doing in my house?
Archie, it's me, Mona.
What are you doing here?
What do you mean? You invited us.
Invited you? I don't even know you.
Picture her 20 pounds heavier with braces and zits.
Angela.
Thank you.
A fine reintroduction, Mother. Uncle Archie, this is your grandnephew, Jonathan. And my housekeeper, Tony, and his daughter, Samantha.
Hi.
We spoke on the phone?
No, we didn't.
Yes, you did, when you telephoned yesterday.
I didn't call you.
Oh, yes, you did, you big liar.
You loudmouth.
You arrogant, pompous, self-centered.
Mona, that's not smart, getting in a fight with a guy holding an axe.
Don't worry, I wouldn't use this on her. This is my good axe.
Look, obviously, there's been a slight misunderstanding. Maybe we'd be better if we go.
Hallelujah! Hallelujah!
Out to the car and get our bags so that we can spend Christmas together. Who said that?
He's been driving for hours.
Yeah, that's right, and I don't feel like driving back. So, we're staying.
Well, if you don't use all the hot water.
Oh, like you shower.
Mona, could you just show us where we're bunking, please?
I'll be up in a minute.
All right.
Let's hear those sleigh bells jingling, ring, ting, tingling, too. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you. Outside, the snow is falling and folks are calling.
Yoo-hoo!
Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you.
Only Angela would know all the words.
Giddy up, giddy up, giddy up, giddy up, it's grand. Just hold your hand.
Come on, knock it off, will you?
Stop.
Make your deal. You trim the tree, we'll kill the singing.
We'll trim. Come on, Moni.
Moni?
Yeah, that's what he used to call me when we were kids. I hated it.
Ah, you loved it.
Yeah, you're right. I loved it. Jughead.
It's been a long time since I've heard that.
I'm touched, I'm moved, I'm really affected. So where are my wings?
Look, we've got to do more than exchange dopey nicknames. I've got to see a genuine, heartfelt hug.
Why, they...
What?
Never mind.
Oh, look. Here's the one with your name on it.
Oh, yeah.
Where's mine?
Oh, well, yours got broken. Accidentally.
Oh, how?
Well, Laura kind of, dropped a hammer on it.
Is this a Douglas fir or a blue spruce?
Now, come on, it was just an ornament.
There you go, defending her again. That woman always resented me because I would not kowtow to her every whim, and it drove her up the wall.
It did. It really did.
And that's why I wore that red dress to her engagement party, because I knew she'd hate it.
I did. I really did.
Angela, I think this is a blue spruce. What do you think, Jughead? Moni?
I'll tell you what I think. I think once you got a wife, you forgot you had a sister.
Well, you're not the world's most supportive sister, you know.
Well, what did you expect me to do? Sit back and watch her push you around, that witch?
Oh, it's a good thing she's not here to listen to this.
Do you know how much it hurt me not being invited to your wedding?
What are you talking about? I wrote a letter and personally invited you. Oh. Do you know how much it hurt when you didn't answer?
You wrote a letter? Well, I never got one. Maybe you forgot to mail it.
I did mail it.
Oh, well, then maybe you forgot to stamp it.
Out!
Did you make any progress with Mona?
No. With or without us, she's leaving in the morning. She said she might take a train, she might take a plane, but if she's got to walk there, she's going to get there just the same.
Where's she going? Kansas City?
Hey, I heard they got some crazy little women there.
I'm going to sleep so I can wake up early and leave with Mona.
Me too.
Oh, wait a minute. Come on, guys. Where's your Christmas spirit? Remember? Giddy up, giddy up, giddy up. Let's fly.
Give it up, Dad.
Tony, I think we've done just about everything we can. If we leave tomorrow, we can still salvage part of Christmas Day.
Okay. Okay, we leave at 7. Let's go pack, huh?
Okay.
I'm sorry, Laura.
You're sorry? What about me? I freckle easy.
Tony, wake up. Tony. Ka-chee-ka-chee-koo. Did I wake you?
I can't be dreaming, because you're not really my type.
Tony, I'll get right to the point. I'm a dead woman.
Oh, boy. Wait a minute. If you're dead and I can see you, that must mean that I'm... Well, good night. God bless.
You're not going to shake me, buddy. I can sit here forever.
Well, what do you want from me? You're not here to collect me, are you? Because, you know, you could have made a mistake. There's a Tony Mavelli. He lives in Queens. He had a nice long life.
Listen. Archie did write a letter inviting Mona to our wedding. And I took it out of our mailbox before the postman could pick it up.
Oh, it was you. Well, that's rotten. Are you really dead?
Let's just say I don't have to go to Kmart to see Elvis. You can't leave. I'll never get to heaven unless you get Archie and Mona back together again.
But I've tried. I've tried. I've sunk to them. I made clip-clop sounds. My tongue is killing me.
You've got to try harder. If not for me, then for them. It's my fault that Mona and Archie lost 20 years together. Maybe I don't deserve to go to heaven.
Okay. Take it easy. It's a dream. It's a bad dream. It's a nightmare.
Did I hear a little remorse down here?
Uh-huh.
In that case, Laura, you've earned this.
What is it? Dinner for two at the Crystal Room?
This is Archie's letter to Mona. And I have an idea. Listen, if you find this someplace downstairs, Archie and Mona will think it got lost 20 years ago. And they'll make up. And I have the perfect place. Behind the grandfather clock.
Now, when you wake up, this is all going to be a bit hazy. So just remember the clock. Remember the clock.
Okay, the clock, the clock. Laura, just one question. Who's the clown with the eyebrows?
Oh, Tony, someday you're going to be very sorry you said that.
Come on, Tony, let's blow.
Yeah.
Merry Christmas, Dad.
Merry Christmas, Samantha. Christmas, Jonathan, Mona, Angela. Merry Christmas, Archie.
Come on, Dad. We want to open our presents in the car.
Hey, open Grandma's first. She got you a Walkman.
Well, bye, Uncle Archie. Hope I don't have to wait another 20 years to see you.
Well, if you promise not to sing.
Oh, look. It's a big clown.
Well, let's get going.
I think you're gone already.
Mona, read this.
Dear Mona, when Laura and I get married next Sunday, I want you by my side. It's the most important day in my life, and I can't imagine not sharing it with you. P.S. Don't wear the red dress. After all these years, this letter conveniently turns up now. How do I know that you didn't just write this last night?
How do I know you haven't had that for 20 years and you're not just covering your tracks?
Oh, already. You know, I could take you two acting like spoiled little brats. I can take your petty, dumb fighting, but what I can't take is that you're doing it on Christmas Day. Come on, it's Christmas. You know, the day to be big-hearted and to reach out and forgive the people you love. Especially when they're family.
Well, Laura Rockwell, this is your hug.
At last.
Did you give Tony that speech?
No, that was all him.
I guess I can forgive that eyebrow crack. Follow me.
In a moment. This is beautiful.
You're getting your wings.
Bye, Archie. Well, come on, kids. Let's get our bags. We're staying here with my brother.
Yeah,
hey, Merry Christmas, Jughead.
Merry Christmas, Molly. Oh.
Merry Christmas, Tony.
Merry Christmas, Angela.
That was a great speech.
Oh.
But just one thing. How did you know that the letter was behind the clock?
Oh, it's easy. It's easy. Laura's ghost came to me in my sleep last night and told me about it.
Who said that?
I love this guy.
I used to do this when I was a little girl.
Ooh, Sam?
You've all been good little boys and girls this year?
Yes, we've been good, Jughead. I mean, Sam.
Angela. Thank you.
Well, I've got to hurry.
Why? What are you, your reindeer double parked?
Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas!
Anybody for eggnog?
Just hear those sleigh bells jingling, ring-ting-tingling too. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you. Outside the snow is falling and friends are calling you. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you. Giddy up, it's grand, just holding your hand. We're gliding along the song of a wintry fairyland. Our cheeks are nice and rosy, and comfy cozy are we. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you.